Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thanks for tuning in. We enjoy your company. We appreciate all great things you're doing for the community, that's for sure. Hey, this program is sponsored in part by the Bakers Union, the BCTGM. You know Ron Baker. We're talking about Oreo cookies and Mondelez. You know, hey, look, make the cookies in America. What can I tell you? Also, IBEW Local 5. We appreciate their support. And, folks, I got to tell you, we're still in the midst of a dogfight when it comes to unionization for university employees. And today we're talking with Katie Warzyk. She is with the Coalition for Graduate Employees. Katie, welcome to the Union Edge.
Thank you for having me.
We appreciate it very much that you're with us today. You are, in fact, with the Coalition for Graduate Employees, and you guys are working towards voting to bring a union into your place of work, correct?
Yes, that's right. Filed for unionization in February, and we are still waiting on figuring out when a vote will happen.
There you go. So, obviously, you don't enter into a vote unless you've been talking to the graduate students, and you guys are all at Penn State, correct?
Correct. We're all at the University Park campus.
Okay. So, you know, anybody who's familiar with college knows that grad students are treated like rented mules, and unfortunately, some professors are even worse than others, aren't they?
Well, it's not so much the professors, especially here at Penn State. We've actually had quite a few professors who've come out to support our cause or signed a letter asking the administration to not interfere with the election process. It's actually the administrators here at Penn State who are giving us a little bit of trouble.
And what are they saying to you? You don't need a union. We're your union. We'll take care of you.
Yes.
Checks in the mail.
Yep, essentially. So they've even taken it one step further than that, though. When we filed with the Pennsylvania Labor Relations Board in February to have a vote on whether or not to unionize, we were expecting to have an election within a few months. We had to work out some details with the PLRB and the administration, and we understood that. But then when we actually sat down to do that, Penn State's administration said, well, we're not actually going to consider you as employees. We don't consider you employees, so you can't, in fact, have this vote on unionization. So right now we're in the midst of a PLRB hearing that will determine whether or not we are employees.
Okay, let me see if I get this right. They can tell you when to show up for work, right? They can tell you what to do when you're at work. They can chastise you if you don't do the things that you're supposed to do at work, but yet you're not employees?
That is correct. According to the administration, even though we get a W-2, we're processed through the same payroll as the other employees at the university, we are not employees because we came here to learn and get advanced degrees.
Have some of the administration recently been on a vacation to Colorado and acquired some unique herbal or worse? Okay. All right. So here's what I want to say. You know, this is like UPMC saying we have no employees, but they have buses that drive around Oakland saying UPMC employee bus only. Okay. I get it. Not really. But so you guys are having an event coming or just had an event on September 4th, correct?
Yes, we did.
And what happened with the event?
So our event on September 4th was our third annual Labor Day picnic. It's mm-hmm. a gathering of graduate assistants and those who support our efforts to unionize and also just support labor generally. And we have a nice kind of picnic. The CGE, the Coalition of Graduate Employees, provides food. We have a kind of potluck style, and people can just come grab food and sit on the lawn, usually hopefully on a nice enough day on Labor Day, which we did have this year. This year we just had a little added edge of tomorrow starts this PLRB hearing.
Yes.
So
Let me ask you this. You're obviously getting support from the professors that you've been working with.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that you're getting support from the students, other students. You're getting support from family, I'm sure.
Yes.
Other unions on campus?
Yeah, well, we don't have any other unions on campus, but unions from other universities have certainly come out in support of
okay.
us.
Okay. And you're doing this with PSEA, correct?
Correct.
Pennsylvania State Education Association, a bunch of good people.
Yes.
What is it that you would like to see the community all across Pennsylvania do to help?
To help us, if you're in the state college area, we would love it if you would come out to the PLRB hearing, which is being held at the Penn Stater Hotel in Executive Rooms 1 and 2 on a daily basis from around 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. The CGE Facebook and Twitter feed will give updates as to when things end, if they end early. If you're not in the State College area, it would be fantastic if you were to call the administration, specifically President Eric Barron or Executive Vice President Nick Jones, to express your support for the Coalition of Graduate Employees and their efforts to have an election on unionization without the further interference of the administration.
And you guys are just about 4,000 individuals on campus, correct? Penn State main campus.
Yes. According to our last estimates, we have about 3,700 graduate assistants on campus.
Anything else that people should know?
We are more than just a pro-unionization group on campus. Certainly, the Coalition of Graduate Employees wants to have this vote on unionization, but we're also dedicated to making Penn State the best university it can be for everyone. We've done past work with LGBTQA+ associations and things with Title IX, because we know that while stipends and benefits are certainly things that graduate assistants need in order to thrive, they also need a safe and equal environment in which to do so as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's an important thing. And, you know, quite honestly, you guys deserve the protections of being employees because you are employees. And it's an important thing all the way around.
Yes, well, we're just hoping that the administration will see that, or that the PLRB will hand down, as we're expecting them to, the ruling that you are employees, you can unionize, and then Penn State's administration will take a step back and say, okay, we're not going to interfere anymore.
Yeah, there you go. I'm kind of surprised and also disappointed at the same time that Penn State's taking this tact with you. I'm glad to see the Penn State or the Pennsylvania Education Association is assisting you with this launching of your local at Penn State with the CGE. And quite frankly, I'm very happy to hear that you guys are doing this.
Well, thank you. We appreciate your support.
You know, is there anything that we can do to help?
You can keep covering labor-related news as it comes up with universities. This is far from the last fight about this issue that's going to be had.
I got to tell you, you got a lot of friends out in the community rooting for you and are willing to come out and stand on the line with you. Keep the faith. It's not easy. This is Katie, I'd be willing to bet that this is probably your first time being part of bringing a union into your workplace, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I grew up in a very pro-union family, but this is my first time getting involved with one myself.
Well, a woman's place is in her union and a leadership position. How's that?
I like the sound of that.
Katie, do me a favor. Stay on the line as we transition into break. I've got a little bit of information for you, which I'm pretty sure that you'll appreciate. In the meantime, we're going to get going. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio.